Ochoa launches mayoral campaign in Edinburgh. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Edinburgh, Texas. Omar community members, family, and city leaders gathered this week for the official campaign kickoff of Omar Ochoa, who announced his candidacy for mayor of Edinburgh. The event, marked by speeches from current and former city officials as well as Ochoa's family, highlighted themes of unity, leadership, and the city's future direction. The evening began with remarks from Ochoa's wife, Leah Wise, who welcomed attendees and spoke about her husband's character. Describing him as ethical, trustworthy, and hardworking, she expressed confidence in his ability to guide Edinburgh forward. Wise then led a prayer, asking for guidance and strength for her husband, the city, and its residents. Family played a central role throughout the event. Ochoa's niece and nephews led the crowd in the Pledge of Allegiance, and his father, former Mayor Joe Ochoa, later recounted stories from Omar's childhood and early education, framing them as moments that shaped his leadership style. Current Mayor Ramiro Garza, who earlier this year announced that he will not seek re-election due to health reasons, spoke in support of Ochoa. Garza cited accomplishments under his administration, such as the city's first code of ethics, a lowered tax rate, and more than $1 billion in new investments. Garza credited Ochoa, who has served as Edinburgh's city attorney for nearly 6 years, with helping guide many of these initiatives. He not only has the experience to be our next mayor, he's got the education, the passion, and he cares deeply for our city, Garza said. Former mayors Joe Ochoa and Richard Garcia also appeared on stage together in a show of unity. Joe Ochoa emphasized the importance of moving the city forward while highlighting his son's accomplishments in school and public service, including becoming the first Latino student body president at the University of Texas at Austin and later the first Latino editor-in-chief of the Texas Law Review. Together we can build the kind of city where our children will want to raise their own families, he said, urging support for his son's candidacy. In his remarks, Omar Ochoa traced his roots back to Edinburgh and his parents' journey as small business owners who founded Ochoa's Pharmacy in 1981. He described their struggles and sacrifices, linking them to the values of service and perseverance, which he said guide him today. Ochoa detailed his professional background, including work as a certified public accountant, a lawyer, and, most recently, as Edinburgh's city attorney. He noted that in that role, he attended nearly every city council meeting, drafted ordinances, negotiated contracts, and worked closely with city staff on daily operations. Edinburgh is the only place that has ever truly felt like home to me, Ochoa said. This campaign is about moving Edinburgh forward, building a city of integrity, growth, and opportunity where every family can thrive. Campaign priorities. Ochoa outlined several priorities he would pursue if elected mayor. Developing long-term drainage and infrastructure plans to address growth and flooding concerns. Expanding the police and fire departments with more staffing, resources, and competitive wages. Recruiting high-paying jobs in technology, healthcare, and skilled trades to reduce the outflow of young professionals. Revitalizing downtown Edinburgh into a hub of dining, arts, and culture. Expanding parks and walking trails to encourage fitness and quality of life. Securing a major family entertainment venue, such as a zoo or aquarium, to attract visitors and serve local families. He also emphasized fiscal responsibility and pledged zero tolerance for corruption, a point he emphasized by referencing recent controversies that have affected the city's reputation. Ochoa closed by framing the election as a choice about the city's direction. Do we go backward into chaos and corruption, or forward into a future of unity, integrity, and progress? He asked, urging residents to participate in the upcoming election. Early voting begins October 20th, with Election Day set for November 4th. First name email.